Storms fueled by one of those atmospheric rivers, the narrow corridors of concentrated rain in the atmosphere that can carry as much water as a river. Well, those storms are wreaking havoc across California again today. Flash flooding has killed at least 14 people, closed highways, forced thousands of people to evacuate, and this rain shows no sign of letting up. Dan Brecke is reporter and editor with member station KQED in San Francisco. So, Dan, more than a dozen people have lost their lives. Heavy rains continuing. Paint a picture of what Californians are facing.
Well, you know, we have been thinking about drought a lot in the past year because last winter our wet season was very, very dry. And we were thinking that way even just a couple weeks ago. And then right after Christmas, the rains started and they just simply haven't let up since then. So the, and I'm listening to the rain pounding down on my roof right now. You know, what happened in the last 24 hours was very dramatic. The storms had been really slamming into Northern California, north and south of San Francisco, and they moved down the coast with a vengeance yesterday, and they really hit the counties around Santa Barbara very hard. There's a very steep mountain range that rises up from the coast right there west of Los Angeles. And when the storms hit that mountain range, the rain just comes cascading down. There are places in the mountains there that have gotten 17 inches of rain or more even in the last 48 hours. And so that's raised very serious flood and debris flow concerns. And that led to one of the big evacuations you talked about in the town of Montecito next to Santa Barbara, where 10,000 people were evacuated yesterday, forced from their homes.
Is it too late in some areas to evacuate? Because we're hearing reports of a five-year-old, terrible, swept away. He and his mom were in a car. Do we know any more about that? But also, is it too dangerous to try to get out?
Well, there are places where people were simply told, where they're near a burn scar, where there was a recent wildfire, and the water will run off even faster than it usually does in these mountain areas. There were some people who were told to simply shelter in place, get to the highest point in your home and stay where you are. Now, we haven't heard that debris flows have developed in those areas. The area, the incident you're talking about with the five-year-old child was near a town called Paso Robles. That's in the southern part of the Salinas Valley. And the Salinas River down there and the nearby creeks look dry and very tame most of the time. But under this rainfall, they turn into fierce torrents. And the car became stuck in floodwaters on while near a creek. And both mother and child were needed to be rescued. And unfortunately, the child could not be rescued.
No, just terrible. And, you know, you talk about the drought. This is impermeable land. I mean, it's so dry, so the water's just running off it. But we understand, too, it's not just the water. The mud under it is, you know, sucking, you know, car tires. And can you just tell us, you talked about it moving down the coast, but where is, which are the areas most in danger now?
Right now, the biggest concern is in Southern California, in Los Angeles County, and to the west. You know, the coastline actually goes east and west in that area, not in the typical north-south configuration you think of California. And so that area around Santa Barbara and Los Angeles are the biggest concerns. The heaviest rains right now are moving into L.A. County. Light rains right now in the Santa Barbara area. But there's much more and possibility of thunderstorms with sudden bursts of very heavy rain expected throughout the day today.
Yeah, and we should say these atmospheric rivers, they're always there. You know, these concentrated corridors, rivers of water in the atmosphere. But this seems much worse.
Well, the remarkable thing is, you know, I was listening to a briefing from the Department of Water Resources yesterday,
yeah,
and
just
a state
briefly.
Climatologist, somebody named Michael Anderson, said, you know, none of these storms by themselves would make you stop and go, wow, that's an amazing storm. But the fact that we've had 2 weeks in Northern California without a break. And then this event in Southern California is actually different. That is a storm that makes you say, wow, that is an amazing event.
Dan Brecke, reporter and editor with member station KQED in San Francisco, thank you so much, and please stay safe.
Oh, you're welcome, Robin.